Breathe. Oh my goodness. You know, according to the legend, the Star Sisters are our mother's family. They explain to us the ways of life in each world and symbolic growth through our medicine bowl work. When we pray and work with our bowls, we are in harmony with the universe, and the seven sisters bring us the seven Hati'i rites that we observe through the year. Working with the mysteries, we are transformed in the lodge and claim our grandmother's baskets and the sacred tools offered. Initiation has prepared us for this rite, one of seven passed down through the seven sisters. The rite is the meaning of becoming a keeper of life and the responsibility of guardianship. We practice the original ritual. We liken the experience to the returning to the womb and sharing our dreams as we mingle with those of our sisters. This is Hati'i tonight, here in the safe space of yours. We honor the ancestors of each and every woman that gathers here. There is no separation caused by death. This ritual is an age-old tradition among the Hati'i and is considered to have been given by the Eagle Star. Be comfortable. Be comfortable and let me take you there. One day, a young woman went out from her village to observe the eagles. Go there, vision with me through the fire. Journey through time and space as Hati'i. She did this in order to provide herself with lofty vision. Now she reached the top of the hill frequented by the birds and dug a pit, covering it over with branches and brush, concealing herself in the grasses. Taking her clothes off, she descended into the hide and remained there for hours or days. She really lost track of time. When an eagle would land, she would almost stop breathing to observe. The young woman, who was fortunate enough to establish the Hati'i Vision Keeper Society, prayed on continuously for an eagle to come. Suddenly, she heard the sound of drumming, distant but quite distinct, though she could not tell from what direction it proceeded. All night, the melodious rhythm continued. The following night, she heard it again and resolved to find out where it was coming from. So she climbed out of the hide and went in the direction of the sound. At last, when Grandfather Sun peaked the horizon, she reached a great water. All that day she sat praying for the next clue. When the night fell, the drumming returned, and the young woman saw animals in the water. She remained observing for 4 days, till at length, exhausted and hungry, she fell asleep. When she awoke, she found herself in a large lodge, surrounded by many women, some of whom were dancing, while others sat around. Much like we're doing here tonight. All of these women wore the outer regalia of an animal totem. They were, in fact, the animals the young woman had seen in the water, who had shape-shifted into human form. A woman at the back of the lodge stood up and spoke. My sister, we have heard your prayers, and our desire is to help you. You see these sisters? We are the Pleiades. I am the Wolf Star. I have good power, and my power I shall give you. So you may be like me, and my spirit will always guide and protect you. Take this smudge home to the women, and it will purify their hearts for peace. And she imparted the nature of the Hati'i rites to the woman by action. Wistar turned from the woman, and her eyes swept the circle. "Sisters," she said, "I have given her my power. Will you witness this keeper of life and give her the power that you have?" For a time, there was silence. Everybody was looking at her, as she had observed the eagles. At last, the condor sister rose. "I will help you," she said to the young woman. "I have the power to soar above the mundane. When you stand still and allow the flow to carry you, I will be near you, and you shall see the future happening as now. Take this crystal and you will know." And giving her a brilliant crystal, Condor Star sat down. There was a pause, and next to rise was the Deer Star, who gave the young woman a bowl of seeds and spoke of the generations to come and the power to feed all of the dreams. By and by, Puma Star stood up and addressed the quester, giving her two life energy dolls. "Tiponi," she said, "I will help you. I am the force of fact, so I am rarely at war. When you balance the masculine and feminine, you shall know this humble confidence." Another long pause ensued, and when at last Eagle Star rose, everyone listened to hear what she had to say. "I also," she said majestically, "will be with you wherever you go, and will give you my vision of you, so that you will aspire to live your life fully engaged in each day." As she spoke, she handed the young woman a tablet of metamorphic meaning. The Bear Star followed and gave her a fetish stone for connection to her ancestral power. The Snake and Turtle Stars came next, the one giving her second sight with a rattle as a token, and the other entry into the portal of time and a bowl for dreaming reality into being. After she had received her gifts from the Star Sisters, the woman lay down and fell asleep again. When she awoke, she found herself on the shore of water again. Returning home, she called the women together in that Hati'i Lodge, which was to make them prolific dreamers, and showed them the articles that she had received from the sisters. So the young woman lodged the Vision Keepers Society we now are part of, and continue to practice the rites and the manifestation of the future of now. This then is my story, and this then is the energy that I impart to you in the way that the Star Sisters gave those gifts on that very special day. And I share my love with you.
Thank you. your love.